Last week, several sport fishing advocates delivered a letter to Senator Lisa Murkowski outlining their frustration that the senator had signed on as a co-sponsor to legislation that would curtail the ability of the EPA to use its 404c veto authority under the Clean Water Act to stop projects like the proposed Pebble Mine in the Bristol Bay region. Brian Kraft was one of the signers of the letter. He owns several sport fishing lodges, including the Alaska Sportsman's Lodge on the Quijack River and the Bristol Bay Lodge in the Woodtickchick State Park area.
We wanted the senator to understand that we were serious about our concerns with her position on this bill. Her motives seem to be directly tied to the EPA's current position on using its authority under the Clean Water Act to deny a 404 permit to the proposed Pebble Mine.
At issue is a piece of proposed legislation in the U.S. Senate called the Regulatory Fairness Act of 2014. The bill was introduced by U.S. Senators Joe Manchin from West Virginia and David Vitter from Louisiana, and since being introduced, the legislation has picked up some powerful co-sponsors, including Senator Lisa Murkowski and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. As written, the Regulatory Fairness Act of 2014 would eliminate the ability for the EPA to use its 404c veto authority preemptively. That's just what the agency is in the process of doing for the proposed Pebble Mine. Brian Kraft says the sport fishing lodge owners and guides followed up their letter last week with a full-page ad that was published Wednesday in the Anchorage Daily News.
And so we felt the only way we could potentially catch her attention would be to run an ad showing all of the support from Alaska-owned businesses and Alaska operators that the EPA has in moving forward with their action.
In the full-page ad and the letter, the sport fishing advocates claim the Pebble Mine represents a clear threat to the livelihood of Alaskan guides and lodge owners who depend on the region's healthy river systems to contribute millions of dollars annually to Alaska's economy. Kraft says the signers of the letter are supportive of the EPA's 404c process as a way to provide some certainty that the resource that they and others depend on won't be jeopardized by a large copper mine in the Bristol Bay region.
We've been told for years, and personally I've been involved in this battle for 10 years, and I've heard numerous times that the project is going to permitting. We're ready to move forward and present a plan. You know, we went to Juneau many times, and a lot of our efforts were, hey, look, let's get some standards in place. Let's get some protection for salmon-bearing streams. The sheer location of proposed Pebble would dictate that it has to consume some salmon habitat. We want protection of that habitat. We're not saying that they can't do their mine, but let's get some protection. And that fell on deaf ears. We went to Juneau just time after time after time, and kept getting stonewalled. And finally, the people of Bristol Bay came to the conclusion that the only way that we can get some help to protect this area is to go to the federal government and ask for their help through protection on the Clean Water Act.
Other signers of the full-page ad include Bud Hodson with Tickchick Narrows Lodge, John Holman with Noseum Lodge, Nancy Morris Lyon with the Alaska Sportsman's Bear Trail Lodge, and Darren Erickson with Alaska's Enchanted Lake Lodge. Senator Murkowski recently had an opinion piece published in the Anchorage Daily News defending her support for the Regulatory Fairness Act of 2014. She claims the EPA is using its 404c power on the proposed Pebble Mine as a way to dramatically expand its power under the Clean Water Act. She claims the 404c veto authority had only been used 12 times before the administration of President Obama came into power, and in every instance it occurred after formal environmental reviews had been conducted. In her opinion piece, Murkowski claims that since the Obama administration took over, the EPA has sought to retroactively veto permits using its 404c authority, and now with the Pebble Mine, the agency is trying to use the authority before the mine developers even file for their 404 wetlands dredge and fill permits. Senator Murkowski claims that the Regulatory Fairness Act of 2014 will help restore due process for project developers and restore their confidence that the federal permitting process will be timely, predictable, and fair. Murkowski went on to write that the bipartisan measure does not eliminate EPA's veto power or prohibit the protection of any lands and waters. She claims the legislation does not make it easier for a project to win approval or weaken the environmental review process that major projects must undergo. Senator Murkowski suggests that if Congress does nothing, EPA will effectively hold a limitless veto power. She goes on to write about her commitment to protecting the Bristol Bay sockeye fisheries, but she says that a preemptive veto by the EPA is not the best way to achieve that goal. The Regulatory Fairness Act of 2014 has been referred to the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. However, the committee has not yet taken up the bill. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.